News and information. 570 KLIF, Dallas Fort Worth. KLIF FM HD2, Haltom City. KLIF.com. The Cumulus Station.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Todd Ann. About 10,000 protesters flooded the streets of Cairo after Hosni Mubarak was sentenced to life in prison for failing to stop the killing of protesters during the uprising that ousted him. ABC's Cliff Cheney is in Tahrir Square and describes the scene.
The square is incredibly packed, and there's many groups chanting. One of the things that keeps chanting is that the revolution is back in the square. And so people are really excited. I've seen lots of people, friends being greeted, their families, their children.
Many Egyptians were not happy that Mubarak's two sons were acquitted of corruption. The largest wildfire in New Mexico's history in the Gila National Forest is still burning and only 15% contained. ABC's Clayton Sandell says the Whitewater Baldy Complex fire is one of several potential fire disasters waiting to happen in several states.
It's an out-of-control monster. New Mexico's biggest fire ever, destroying a dozen homes, torching more than 350 square miles, an area bigger than Dallas, Texas. Flames driven by hot, dry winds. It may be burning in an isolated area, but already this year, wildfires have blackened more than 700,000 acres. 10 states are facing above normal chances for big summer fires.
Clayton Sandell reporting. After more than a decade since New York City firefighters responded to One World Trade Center, the site of the fallen Twin Towers, firemen were once again called to the site where the Freedom Tower is under construction. Fire Chief Joseph Esposito says the fire involved mostly construction material.
The fire was essentially contained to the core of the building on temporary combustible wooden platforms and materials. And it was readily extinguished with the fire safety equipment and procedures we put in place.
It had New Yorkers looking up in the sky. Good news for drivers as summer approaches. GasBuddy.com says gas prices going down to a national average of $3.61 a gallon, down 20 cents in the past month. And a spokesman for Ghana's fire service says 10 people died in a bus accident when a Boeing 727 crashed into it. This is ABC News.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Getting the brands you want should also mean getting the payments you need, which is why Rent-A-Center has good, better, best prices to fit every budget.
For instance, you can get 42-inch HD TVs for a low price, 47-inch for a little more, or 60-inch HD TVs for just a little more.
It's the good, better, best sale at Rent-A-Center, where a little more gets you more.
Want a little more of the Hulkster?
No.
See store for details. Offer ends June 2nd, 2012. Quantities limited.
Get in the zone!
Gas mileage can suffer the longer you wait to change your oil. And with gas prices so high, regular oil changes can help protect your engine and your wallet. Right now at AutoZone, get a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $20.99. Or upgrade to Valvoline Max Life High Mileage for just a little more. See store for restrictions and details. Fight off high gas prices with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Hey, Amber, come on in.
Hey, girl.
What happened to your floors?
Very funny. Actually, I've replaced all my flooring by myself. Tell me what you really think.
I think you should have called Dalworth. This doesn't look safe.
Dalworth? I thought they just cleaned flooring.
Well, yes, they do, but they also sell and install all types of new flooring, including carpet, wood, and tile. And you don't even have to leave your home to buy your flooring from Dalworth.
Really?
Yeah, really. With Dalworth's shop-at-home service, they bring the samples to you so that you can make your selections right here in the natural lighting of your home.
I don't think it looks that bad.
I don't think floors are supposed to have hills.
Well, that was an accident, but I'm going to fix it with these roofing nails.
I think you've lost your mind.
Call Dalworth today for your new flooring and discover how easy and convenient it is to shop from home. Call 267-8433 or visit us at Dalworth.com. Family owned and operated since 1976.
It's so easy with EAS. It's so easy to beat the heat.
Don't let summer heat burn up your energy bill. Keep cool and save big with Efficient Attic Systems, the original radiant barrier installers. We'll evaluate your attic and upgrade it with state-of-the-art insulation, ventilation, and radiant barrier that can save you on your energy costs. Get a free professional evaluation of your attic today. Just call 866-55-ATTIC or visit EASattic.com. You'll be in good hands. EAS has earned the Consumer Choice Award and Angie's List Super Service Award for 5 consecutive years. Now for a limited limited time, save up to $1,000 or more on insulation and radiant barrier. Plus, enjoy 12 months same as cash financing. Call Efficient Attic Systems at 866-55-ATTIC or visit EASattic.com and ask about our guaranteed savings on your energy costs.
Oh, it's so easy to beat the heat. It's so easy with EAS.
There he is.
What appearance. Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
The Home Depot is making it easier to bring home a brand new brand name appliance with instant savings of up to $750 on purchases of $497 or more. So you can afford an upgrade, like that stainless steel Maytag fridge you thought was out of reach, or that front-loading GE washer you've wanted for years. All thanks to savings of up to $750. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through June 20th, U.S. only. See store for details.
It's time for the Nicole Barrett Show, a fresh, bold, entertaining perspective on hot topics, politics, sports, and health issues. So let's put our hands together for the one, the only Nicole Barrett.
And that's me. Happy Saturday night. We are live from the studio at Victory Park. It is a beautiful night here, and I am your host, Nicole Barrett. You're listening to The Nicole Barrett Show. I want to give a shout out to Hamilton Park. That's where I'm from. And since we can be heard worldwide on www.klif.com, we are sending a worldwide shout out, and it is greatly deserved, to Her Royal Majesty Queen Elizabeth, celebrating her 60th year as Queen and 65 years with Prince Philip, but that's a whole nother show. And also Big Ben will be renamed Elizabeth Tower. I think that's very well deserved, don't you, Jermaine? He's nodding. Jermaine, I think you're kind of a queen hater, but that's okay. That's okay. Not everyone can be queen. So I will just say, long live the queen. Tonight's show is going to be a fabulous one because I have, as my interview with an icon, the legendary Rose Marie. That's right, Sally Rogers from the Dick Van Dyke Show. She is still alive, and tonight she's going to prove it. She's got some great, great stories. Okay, so that will be coming up later on in the show. Dr. Donna will be here with the health update, and I will share a few details from the greatest night of the year. It was fabulous. It was unbelievable. I have waited so long. The premiere of the new Dallas TV show. That's right. It was Thursday night, invitation only. So, of course, I was there. And it was a fabulous event. Larry Hagman was there, Patrick Duffy, Linda Gray, the entire cast. Of course, they stopped and talked with me. We took photos. Feel free to go to my Facebook page at The Nicole Barrett Show. Look at all the photos from the event. And also, give me a call tonight, 1-888-787-5543. That's 1-888-787-KLIF. Tell me your favorite episode of Dallas. And the best answer will receive two tickets to Dallas Theater Center's fabulous production of God of Carnage. So give me a call, tell me your favorite episode, and you could win those tickets. Also, you might want to chime in on our hot topics, which are coming up now. And it was a very, very, very hot week. First of all, Johnny Boy walked. That's right. John the Con Edwards walked out of that courtroom the other day with a big smile on his face. And he thanked the jury for making the right decision. So I'm going to talk about that. And also, another John on the local level was feeling a little bit of heat this week also. Dallas County Commissioner John Wiley Price wins the primary on Tuesday. And then on Thursday, the FBI releases this enormous file of all kinds of new accusations and reports, affidavit. It's looking like an indictment may be coming. I don't know yet, but I will say this. It was a very, very bad day for him. So we're going to talk about that. Let me know what you think on either one of these topics. 1-888-787-KLIF. That's 1-888-787-5543. And tell me what you think. First up, we're going to talk about John Edwards. John the Con Edwards. Okay. Now, we all know the history. He was on trial for, I don't know all the charges were, but they couldn't make any of them stick, so it doesn't really matter. But it had to do with accepting illegal contributions and misappropriating campaign funds, basically. Well, the jury could not reach a unanimous verdict. Except on one count, they found him not guilty. And on the rest of them, I think there were 12 altogether, they could not reach a unanimous verdict. So, mistrial. He walked out, and they still have the right to try him again, but I really don't think that's going to happen. I think it might be a waste. But here's what happened on the day when the verdict came out. Edwards came to the microphone after the verdict, and he said, "I did an awful, awful lot that was wrong. Thank goodness we live in a country that has the kind of system that we have." Well, yes, John, you should be very, very grateful. And your hair looked really good, too. I know that's what's most important. But it was a very interesting day from the beginning because the anticipation, the jury was out, I think, a week, if not longer, maybe almost 2 weeks. You know, they had been out. And after you're out so long, of course, people naturally assume that it will be a mistrial. But there was a local connection to this entire thing. Now, some of you may remember Fred Barron. Now, Fred Barron was very, very big in the Democratic Party here in Dallas. And he was the main source of connecting the money between Bunny and Andrew Young. Fred Barron reportedly supplied private jets. He provided mansions for Riel Hunter to live in, you know, during this time. And we had the understanding initially that Fred Barron was funding this. And I personally do believe that a lot of the money came from Fred Barron. I don't believe that all of the money came from the campaign or from Bunny Mellon. I don't believe that because Fred Barron had some very deep pockets and he was known to use them. Okay, we'll say that. We have a caller now, Susan in Plano. Susan, sound off, honey. Tell me what's on your mind.
I saw the news on Friday, and I just cannot believe at all that John Edwards got away with stealing money from his campaign to pay for a baby when his wife was dying of cancer. It's just absolutely disgusting, and I don't know how he got away with it.
Well, I will say this, Susan. He wasn't on trial for cheating on his wife. That's not what he was on trial for. He wasn't on trial for fathering a child. He was strictly on trial for misappropriating the campaign funds. And one of the jurors did. And you know what? And I believe that. I really do. I really do believe that. One of the jurors made a very interesting point. One of the jurors said the same thing that jurors have said in the Casey Anthony case, that jurors said in the O.J. Simpson case. There just wasn't enough evidence. And in the end, you know, I mean, I guess, I don't know. This is another question. Is it better to let one man get away than to convict 10 innocent ones? You know, that's kind of a...
Well, if they're stealing money from Publix to try to put him in office to pay for a mistress on the side, then yes.
Well, I hear you, girl. Okay, you heard from Susan in Plano, so if you're stealing money, you won't get her vote. Thank you, Susan, for calling in. Okay, well, another thing that really got me about about the trial the day the verdict came out. First of all, his parents were there, and God bless them. I have to hand it to them. I give them extreme credit for showing up every day for their son and holding their head up high. I must give it to them for that. They were there, and when the verdict came and they discovered it was a mistrial, John Edwards turned around, he hugged his mother, and he said, "See, Mom, I told you everything would be okay." Isn't that sweet? I'm sure every mother wants to hear that from her son when he's on trial for his life. And I'm really stunned that he had that type of confidence. He was beaming. That this is coming from reports. Now, just for the record, I was not there. But there were sources in the courtroom, and there were people who were there. And, of course, I did watch, you know, the clips. And I could tell he was very happy, and he had a right to be. So I will say that. But he was beaming. His daughter, Kate, was there, and she was very supportive throughout the entire trial. So I definitely give her credit for that also. Now, the main defense that Edwards professed throughout the entire trial was that he had nothing to do with the checks from Bunny Melton. Bunny Mellon, by the way, excuse me, was a 97-year-old billionaire at the time. Now she's 102. But at the time, she was 97, and she had written over, get this, $750,000 in checks to John Edwards for various reasons. And what they were able to establish was that the money was a gift and not all for campaign-related expenses. So that was how he was able to get around that. And now we are basically looking at, I'm thinking a book deal, Jermaine. I'm thinking made-for-TV movie here. You know, I don't know what's going to be next for John Edwards, but it is possible that he could become very popular on the speaking circuit too soon. So we'll look into that. Oh, this. Now, this really takes the cake. Riel Hunter, the mistress, who I cannot say enough bad things about, she will be releasing her memoir later on this month. How about that? And it's so incredibly creatively entitled. I don't know how she was able to think of this. Now listen to this title by Riel Hunter. What Really Happened, John Edwards, Our Daughter, and Me. That's brilliant, honey. It's no wonder that... It's no wonder she's so successful in her own right. And if you don't know who Riel Hunter was, you've probably seen her in various news clips. She was doing a documentary on John Edwards, allegedly. She was allegedly filming a documentary. So look for her in some of the news clips. She's the unattractive woman with the Target video camera. Okay, that's John Edwards. That's the mistress. Okay, we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, the legendary Rose Marie from the Dick Van Dyke Show will be here. And we have got a lot to talk about. We'll be right back.
Talk to me so you can see what's going on.
Life changes. Maybe you're getting married and need a new place, or maybe the kids are all grown and you need a smaller place. No matter what your real estate needs are, call Linda Barrett Neal, Realtor Associate with Allison James Estates and Homes. Linda Barrett Neal has widespread appeal because she understands the Dallas-Fort Worth area. With 12 years of overall experience in the industry, Linda has worked in the Park Cities and Highland Park areas for over 8 years. No matter where you want to live, Linda Barrett Neal will work to get you there. From first-time home buyers to baby boomers and even mature buyers and sellers, whatever your real estate needs, Linda Barrett Neal is there to help make it possible. She'd love to take you house shopping, so give her a call at 214-527-7144 or check her out on LinkedIn or Facebook. Linda Barrett Neal, 214-527-7144. That's 214-527-7144.
The Ovation Nation just keeps growing. Over 200,000 customers have repaired dry, brittle, and damaged hair with Ovation Cell Therapy.
I'm thrilled to report that Ovation does everything you said it would and more. I couldn't be happier with the results. My hair holds a curl all day. My hair is thicker and shinier than it's ever been, and it's growing. It really is a miraculous revolution. I'm a believer, and I'm telling anyone who will listen, Ovation is an amazing product.
Ovation Cell Therapy can help repair the damage caused by harsh chemicals and heat styling and grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster. Ovation is safe and effective on all hair types, even for chemotherapy hair loss recovery. And it's easy to use. Just a simple cream rinse type application.
Log on to ovationhair.com, and when you enter 570KLIF, you'll receive a special introductory discount at checkout. That's ovationhair.com. And remember to enter 570KLIF at checkout for your special discount.
The Ovation Nation just keeps growing.
Hello, Dallas. This is Shirley Jones, or Mrs. Partridge, if you'd rather. And I need your help. I've created the only 9/11 Memorial Park in Southern California, honoring the 3,000 sainted souls who lost their lives that day. And our sweet park stays open only through the tax-free donations of patriots like you who believe we must never forget. Our campaign to complete our Twin Tower centerpiece is struggling along, so please, please help us. If you punch into ShirleyJones.com, then punch the park link, you'll get me and all the info. Bless you, Dallas. America loves you.
The Nicole Barrett Show is a proud supporter of the Shirley Jones 9/11 Memorial Fawn Park.
Tune in to The Nicole Barrett Show every Saturday night at 8 on 570 KLIF News and Information.
The Dick Van Dyke Show, starring Dick Van Dyke, Rosemary, Maury Amsterdam, Larry Matthews, and Mary Tyler Moore.
And we are back. I'm sure you all remember that song. It was the Dick Van Dyke Show. And on the line, we have the fabulous Sally Rogers, Rosemary. Hi, Marie. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Fabulous. Thank you. Thank you. Well, first of all, thank you so much for taking time out to talk with me tonight.
Well, that's quite all right. How are you?
I'm fabulous. I'm fabulous. We have got so much to talk about. First of all, Rosemary Mazzetta. Did I say that correctly?
Well, that was what I was born with.
That's what you were born with. That's right. But you,
and because of changing and working, they thought that was not the right name. So my father had an uncle whose name was Dick Curley, and he was in the fight business, and he figured that everybody knew that name, so we took Curley.
Ah, but you're really just known as Rosemary.
So now it was Rosemary Curley.
And so that didn't work out either. So you just became Rosemary. Because that's all anyone ever knows you as is Rosemary.
Yeah.
No last name needed. So I think that's where Madonna and Cher got that from. They probably got it from you. Just go by one name. I love that. Now, I read some very, very interesting things about your career before we even get to the Dick Van Dyke Show. You were really sort of the first lady of Las Vegas, you know, when Vegas.
Well, that's true. I opened the Flamingo.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. I understand that you have been acquainted with people who could have my legs broken.
That I what?
that you've been acquainted with people who could have your legs broken, like Al Capone, Bugsy Siegel.
Yeah, they were all good friends of mine.
They were good friends of yours. Okay.
I was always called the baby. And when I worked in Chicago at the Palace Theater with Milton Berle, Al Capone came backstage and said, "We want to take her to dinner." And my father said, "Well, we she's doing four shows a day." He says, "That's all right. We'll get her back in time." He says, "The boys want to meet her. They love her very much." So the next day they came up with a limo and we went to Cicero, into Al Capone's home. And there was this long table with about 24 guys and all of the big guys. And I met them all and they hugged me and kissed me and everyone called me baby. And Al said, I want you to call me Uncle Al. I said, sure, anything you want.
Well, I can certainly understand that. Now, when you first met Al Capone, or as you knew him, did you know him as the mob boss, or was he?
No, I didn't.
He was a businessman.
I
mean,
no, I didn't.
What type of what I guess image, or what did he say he was, or what did you all think he was?
Well, I don't remember that I knew him. I just met him at the so-called luncheon. And they were wonderful. He introduced me to his wife, and I met all the boys, Blackjack and Dick and Mangini and Willie the Ice Picker and
Willie,
Tommy Brown, and I met all of them.
Now tell me about Bugsy Siegel. He opened, he built the Flamingo.
I was in California. I had just gotten married. And I moved to California with my husband, and I was working at Flapsy Maxie's, which was the big nightclub then at that time. And the man from the Hollywood Reporter, which is a trade paper, came over to me and said, I want you to go to Las Vegas. I said, what's Las Vegas? And he said, I want you to be in a show with Jimmy Durante and Xavier Cugat. Well, Jimmy and I had been friends for years. And in fact, I'm not an impersonator, but I always did a little impression of Jimmy in my act. And it wound up to be a big part of my act that I had to do a whole number about Jimmy every time I worked. And I would go to Jimmy and I would say, what should I do? And he'd say, well, I think you should do The Lost Chord. I think you should do I'm in Love with Jimmy Durante and things like that. So every year when I played the Capitol Theater in New York, I had to have a new Durante number.
Mm.
So the idea of working with Jimmy was thrilling. And I said, yes, I'll go. I'll be very happy to go. So opening night, the Flamingo, first of all, the Flamingo was the most gorgeous thing you've ever seen, where everything was desert. There was nothing but the El Rancho and the Last Frontier, which were two cowboy-type houses. And this Flamingo with the neons and the lights and the croupiers on high chairs. And I mean, it was just exquisite and so out of place in Vegas because there was nothing but sand.
Mm.
So this man that owned the Hollywood Reporter, he helped Bugsy open it because the mob stopped giving him money. And that's how he got the name, by the way. He thought he was nuts. Called him Bugsy. And so they gave him $2 million and they said, that's enough. You're dreaming a crazy dream. Nothing will ever happen. So this guy from the Hollywood Reporter said, I'll be your partner. I'll get you the money. So he gave him the money. Opening night, we had every star in Hollywood. Lana Turner, Robert Taylor, Clark Gable, Barbara Stanwyck, you name it. And they were there. Nobody would turn down the man who owned the Hollywood Reporter. So everybody came. And we did a hell of a show. And I did a bit with Jimmy at the end of the show where I would come out and do Jimmy. And he would say, wait a minute, you're an imposter. Somebody's an imposter. And we would do a whole thing together. The show was fantastic.
Oh,
and we did just great. The second night, everybody came again, and we did another great show. The third night, 9 people showed up. All the stars went home, and the townfolk were afraid of this beautiful place. They didn't know how to handle it. And I think that's where the slogan, Come As You Are, started in Vegas. And Bugsy Siegel was my boss. And he was absolutely wonderful to me.
Mm.
I was very, very happy when I got through with the engagement. He called me in the office and he said, we think you're just wonderful and you're going to play here quite a bit. Thank you for doing such a good act. We love you very much. He was wonderful. So that's my Vegas experience.
Oh, wow. That sounds very, very exciting. Now, let me ask you, making the transition, you after, you know, that you did the stage, then comes along the Dick Van Dyke Show. And that had to have been a very exciting time in television because...
I'm sorry, I didn't understand you.
Oh, I said that along came the Dick Van Dyke Show. You got the part of Sally Rogers. Now, that had to be pretty exciting, you know, to going to work in television.
Well, you see, I knew Danny Thomas and Sheldon Leonard. I knew Danny because I opened for him when he was the hottest thing in Chicago and came into New York as a new hot comic and played the La Martinique. And I opened for him. So we became very good friends. His wife's name was Rose Marie, which made it all the nicest, you know. So he went to California, started his own career there, and became famous in California. And every time I worked Vegas, and I worked the Flamingo at least 4 or 5 times a year, the boys looked out for me that I would work all the time. And Danny Thomas and Sheldon Leonard would come to see me. And Sheldon would say, "Don't you ever bomb?" And I said, "I try not to." And I said to Danny, "When am I going to do your show? Make room for Daddy. You have everybody on there but me. And we're friends." He says, "Don't worry." He says, "Your time will come." So one day I got a call from the office, from the casting office. And she says, "Go down to Desi Lou." She says, "See Danny Thomas." I said, "Oh, I finally got a guest shot." She said, "No, this is for a new show called The Dick Van Dyke Show." And I said, "What's a Dick Van Dyke?" So I went down to Desi Lou. I met Carl Reiner. And I didn't have to read. I didn't have to do anything. The part was mine. And Sheldon said to Carl Reiner, he says, "If you want the best, get Rose Marie," which pleased me no end.
Oh.
And that's how I got the part. And then I said, "What have you got for the third party?" He said, "Well, we haven't picked him yet." I said, "What about Maury Amsterdam?" I said, "He was a writer and he was a comic." And I said, "He's known in show business, but I don't think the world knows him." So they said, "You know where we could reach him?" And I said, "Here's his phone number." And I came home and I called him and I said, "They're going to call you about a new show called The Dick Van Dyke Show." And he said, "What's a Dick Van Dyke?" I said, "I don't know, but be here. They want you." So he came in and says, "I'll see you Monday." And that's how he got the part.
Oh, wow.
And the rest is history.
I'll say. So once you found out what a Dick Van Dyke was, what was it like working with him?
Oh, he's the sweetest, most wonderful person you ever want to meet. I never heard him say, "No, I won't do this," or have any kind of temper or anything like that. He was absolutely wonderful. We're still very good friends. We see each other quite a bit at these different functions and everything. And we've been getting awards like crazy. We've been awarded the best show on television that ever happened from the critics all over the country.
Right.
Which was wonderful. And we see each other all the time, Carl Reiner and
oh, the
Dick
brilliant Carl Reiner, who was one of the writers. Carl was one of the writers for the show, correct?
Carl Reiner wrote the show.
Yeah, he wrote the show.
It was his show. He made a pilot of it with himself, and Sheldon said, "It's not right. You're not right for this. Why don't you produce it instead of being in it?"
And
so
then
that's how Carl became the producer.
And then also the another element to that equation, Mary Tyler Moore, the lovely Mary Tyler Moore, who also went on to have her own show. When you saw her, when you started working with her, did you know that she would be a star?
Yeah.
Oh, you did? You just knew?
I didn't hear you.
Oh, I said when you met Mary Tyler Moore, I mean, when you were working with her, did you know that she would also become a great star?
She knew that. She came into rehearsal knowing that she was going to be a big star. She made up her mind to be. She was a very, very,
confident?
She planned her whole career. Mary knew exactly what she was doing, and she planned to be a big star from the day she came in. We all knew it.
Okay. So it was everything. So you all got along well on the show?
What?
Did everyone get along well on the show? Were you all very close?
Oh, my God. We were like a family. None of us felt very good when we had to quit. And we only quit because Carl thought that we couldn't do any better than we did. And we might as well finish on top. We never did a show in color. I think we could have done two more years. But we quit after five.
Right. And it was beautiful in black and white, though. I think it was beautiful. And you and Maury Amsterdam had the best chemistry.
Well, we've been friends since I've been 9 years old. Maury wrote all the material for my act when I would do concerts and nightclubs and everything. He would write material for me because he was a very good writer and he knew how to write for me. And we've been friends. I'm his daughter's godmother. That's how close we are.
Did you ever have children yourself?
No, I just have one daughter.
Oh, you do have one daughter.
And I'm very disappointed that I'm not a grandmother.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Well, Rose, thank you so much for taking time to share with us a little bit about your career. I really, really enjoyed talking with you.
Thank you so much for calling.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, you take care.
And say hello to everybody.
Oh, I sure will. Thank you very much, ma'am. Thank you. And you
Bye.
Can, listeners, you can catch the Dick Van Dyke Show on TV Land, okay, just about every night. And I just love the fact that she knows someone with the name Ice Picker. Okay, well, that's cool. And she said, hello, she said they wouldn't say no to her. Who would say no to somebody who knows people like Bugsy Siegel? Okay, when we come back, Dr. Donna.
So you can see, sister, what's going on?
If you've been looking for the perfect dentist, Maple Shade Dental Care is the expert for all your dental needs. They offer simple cleanings to Lumineers at the best price around. There's a good reason they call Dr. Silber the Lumineer Guy, because he has the best service in the area. Don't wait around at the dental office anymore. Schedule your appointment and fill out all the paperwork online. Call Dr. David Silber at 972-232-2838 or visit MapleShadeDallas.com. Save time and money. Visit MapleShadeDallas.com.
Purview A&M University is a legacy that was founded in 1876. This legend is living up to its place in the Texas Constitution by delivering nurses, engineers, teachers, and health and business professionals who are prepared to lead. The Purview A&M Foundation is raising money to build future excellence in endowed scholarships, teaching, and research. Come on, Texas. Help PV grow greatness through giving. Go online and give at helppvbuild.org.
Hey folks, Dave here. If you've saved like no one else and now you're ready to drive like no one else, you should make your first call to my friend Rod Sanders of Sidco Auto. And now, more than ever. Remember the Cash for Clunkers program? Well, our government's brilliant idea, compounded by record low new car sales, have devastated inventories and made finding quality pre-owned vehicles even more difficult than ever. So before you spend countless frustrating hours searching the internet or going from dealership to dealership, call Sidco Auto. Just tell Rod the car that you have in mind, and he'll search his resources nationwide to find the exact car you're looking for. Prices start around $10,000. Sidco's the simple, painless, time- and money-saving way to buy a car. I'm telling you, I wouldn't think of buying a car any other way. Check them out at SidcoAuto.com or call 888-88-SIDCO. That's 888-88-SIDCO. Sidco Auto, the painless way to buy a car.
Parents always know best. Or do they? Find out in Dallas Theater Center's hilarious production of God of Carnage at the Kalita Humphreys Theater May 11th through June 17th. Their sons had a little playground dust-up, and now two sets of parents are getting together to discuss what should happen next. It's a conversation that takes the idea of civilized adult behavior in a totally different direction, complete with deliciously snarky comments that will make you laugh until your sides hurt. Directed by Joel Farrell, DTC's God of Carnage at the Kalita Humphreys Theater stars Chris Hurey and Brierley Resident Acting Company members Hassan El-Amin, Sally Neustuen-Valley, and Christina Vella. Tickets to Dallas Theater Center's God of Carnage are available for as little as $15 and can be purchased online at dallastheatercenter.org or by phone at 214-880-0202. Fresh from Broadway, Liz Mickle makes her return to the Dallas Theater Center stage in Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat beginning June 22nd at the Wiley Theater. This terrific production will continue through August 12th, and it's a show the whole family will want to see. Directed by DTC's Joel Farrell, this production promises to be a Joseph like you've never seen before. Hear great songs, see groovy dancing, enjoy the colorful costumes and the top-flight production with a rock and roll edge. It's an event of biblical proportions. You won't want to miss Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat at the Wiley Theater beginning June 22nd and continuing through August 12th. Tickets to Dallas Theater Center's Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat are available for as little as $15 and can be purchased online at dallastheatercenter.org or by phone 214-880-0202. That's online at dallastheatercenter.org or by phone at 214-880-0202. We'll see you at the show.
And we are back. Okay, before we get Donna on the line, let me give my Election Day recap really, really quick. I'm sure you all have heard by now who won, who lost from Tuesday's primary that was held here in Dallas County. Okay, first of all, from the three elections that I personally was watching very carefully, the Senate race. Now, Tom Leppert, you lost. Okay, so you're out now, which was what I had expected. And now it's down to Dewhurst and Cruz. So that would be very, very interesting to watch. And I guess Tom Leppert will have to go on and become CEO of another multi-million dollar company doing what he does best. Okay, and oh, in the congressional race that I was watching, Eddie Bernice Johnson triumphed with over 70% of the vote. No runoff needed. It was basically just said, may I please go back to work now? Now, will y'all quit playing? Okay, because the opponents she had were really, really in over their heads. So well done, Congresswoman, still Congresswoman Eddie Bernice Johnson. And what was the other race? Oh, yes. Dallas County Commissioner John Wiley Price. Again, another runaway. No runoff needed. He will maintain his seat until the November election when he will face Charles Lingerfeld, all of whom I've had on the Nicole Barrett Show. So this will be very, very interesting. Okay, and now it is time for On Call with Dr. Donna.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving.
Donna, what is going on? Karen, my lovely assistant, is sitting here with her head hurts, her stomach aches, and I hope she doesn't give me anything, but she is like the third person in her circle that has got this allergy or some sort of thing that's going around. So what can we do about allergies, Donna?
This is a huge problem, and about 35% of the population has chronic seasonal allergies, and in Dallas, since we haven't had a good freeze this year, we've got more pollen and mold spores in the air than ever before. And would you believe that 32 million people miss work every year because of allergies? And let me tell you what Karen has.
I thought that
Karen.
Was because of the traffic.
No, maybe both.
That's usually my reason, but go ahead.
So, you know, people think of allergies as sneezing, a little cough, a little itchy eyes. but it also causes chronic headaches. People come in my office and say they think they have a brain tumor, which of course they don't. We CAT scan their head and they've got just sinusitis. People have trouble sleeping because they can't breathe. And then with Karen, what's happening is she's swallowing all of that saliva and mucus and junk down into her stomach, and it makes you nauseated and queasy. And some people in the morning with all of that, they just gag, and some people actually vomit.
I tell Karen to be very careful what she swallows.
Yeah, yes, Karen. And hi, Karen, because I know Karen and like her very much. The other issue, if you smoke or you're around a lot of pollution, this is 10 times worse. What we're seeing this year is lots of sinus infections, an increased risk of pneumonia, because if you have chronic allergies and it drains down into your chest, we're seeing more upper respiratory infections that turn into pneumonias. And then let's talk about what we need to do for Karen. Karen needs to take a shower every day after she leaves the outdoor area. After exercising outside, which I know she is, she needs to go take a shower, rinse her face, rinse her nose, rinse her mouth with just plain soap and water. And I'm not saying put soap into your nose, but just rinsing yourself rinses off all of the pollen that's causing the issue. Or getting like a over-the-counter Ocean nasal spray will rinse your nasal, your nares out, which is your nostrils. And then we can do over-the-counter things, which used to be prescription. Antihistamines, which we're thinking Claritin, Zyrtec, Allegra, obviously Benadryl. But as you know, these things have side effects of making you just exhausted and tired. Those are all safe, even during pregnancy. The second line is decongestants like Sudafed. And the problem with Sudafed is it keeps you awake, like antihistamines, and it can cause high blood pressure if you already have high blood pressure, and you cannot take that in pregnancy. And then the third line agents is things that we prescribe, things that you have to see a doctor for, steroid nasal sprays or allergy shots. So we have lots of options. And I do want to mention one thing that's very important. If you take a healthy, normal person and check them with allergy shots or with allergy blood tests, they've got all kinds of allergies they don't even know about, but they don't have an issue with. So we need to be aware, even if you're allergic to something, that doesn't mean you're going to have a bad reaction and you need, you know, medication for it.
Okay, now let me ask you this. I hear that there are screens or some sort of testing that you can have to see what type of allergies or what you're allergic to. Does that apply in these type of allergies, or is that more like allergic to medications? Okay.
Yes, so there are two types of allergy tests out now. There's a blood test by Quest Labs, Quest Diagnostic Labs, and they can check your blood, and it's not considered totally reliable yet, but they can check you for food allergies and seasonal allergies like, you know, mold, dust, dander, mountain cedar. And then there's the most reliable method, which is where you go to the allergist, and this does not sound fun, but they put 50 or 100 little pricks all along your back and in your skin and put little antigens of, for instance, mountain cedar or mold or grass. And then they say, oh, you have a horrible reaction. Try to avoid this. Mm. So I have done both, and I have lots of allergies. For instance, I'm allergic to my cat. But you know what? I love my cat, and I just deal with it.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. I've heard that certain foods could increase, not foods that you're allergic to, not the food itself, but certain foods could maybe enhance other allergies or make you more susceptible or break down your immune system. Is there any truth to any of that?
Well, we have all kinds of problems with people that have, well, There's not a complete data on that. However, people that have a lot of foods like dyes, like red dye, yellow dye, people that eat a lot of nuts when they have a borderline allergy, for instance, peanuts, and they get a little bit of weepiness in their face or a little bit of an allergic reaction or a stomach ache from that or hives, and then they get another allergy on top. For instance, they spend the whole day outside at the pool with the grass blowing in the air. Then we get a double hit, and then we get more allergies or we feel worse.
Gotcha. Wow. Well, I have battled allergies since childhood, really. And I know my main thing was hay fever. That was my biggest allergy. And so that's something that, I mean, you really just never outgrow them. Is that correct? I mean,
in theory, some kids do, but if you look at the data, people really don't. If you look at the actual data, the other problem is people that are singers or actors or actresses, we have huge problems with. And I gave an opera singer steroids about 2 months ago because she said, you have no choice. I mean, I've got to be on stage. I have no choice. I cannot be hoarse. I cannot be sniffling. And that's our last line agent, which we don't use normally. But
Yes, don't ever put me on steroids, Donna, because if I gain 40 pounds and start talking like this, you know, that is not going to be really good, okay? So steroids is never an option for me.
I promise.
I'm just kidding you all now. No. Just now, Donna, make sure the listeners understand that was a joke. Not every person who takes steroids is going to be talking like this. But
No, not if I use steroids, gain weight.
Go ahead.
Steroids, we don't like to use steroids unless we must.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, we do trust you and we trust your judgment. So if it's a must, then it will be a must. Okay.
And I welcome any questions or comments on my Facebook page on Call with Dr. Donna. And we've got some good topics this month, including asthma. So if I have any questions coming up for that, please send me in advance so we can talk about your favorite issues.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Go to the Nicole Barrett Show page on Facebook. If you have any questions for Dr. Donna, don't hesitate to ask. We are very, very open. Donna, thank you so much. And we will be
talking
again with you next week.
Okay, have a beautiful night. Thank you.
Okay, you too. Thank you. Okay, Karen, now you've gotten all the information. I want you to go get all of the medications that she listed because you will be back at work on Monday, okay? Thank you. She's nodding, listeners. I promise she is. Okay, now, before we go, I want to make sure that I get all of this, you know, information in. It's been such a big week. Thursday night, yes, the Dallas premiere, the greatest TV show ever, is coming back. And this time it's on TNT. The red carpet premiere was at the beautiful, beautiful Winspear Opera House. It is an absolutely majestic place. They had a huge backdrop in the front on the fountain. There were several backdrops inside the theater, and the entire cast was there. Larry Hagman, that's J.R. Ewing, of course, Patrick Duffy, who plays Bobby, and Linda Gray, who plays the ever-suffering wife, Sue Ellen Ewing. And the new additions to the cast, Jesse Metcalf, Jordana Brewster, they were all there, and they were so incredibly gracious. These are truly the most appreciative celebrities I've ever met. I mean, they truly understand the impact that the show has on their fans. They know that they still have a lot of fans out there, and they love us. So we love them. They were all wonderful. And yes, Karen, Larry Hagman has the most unique eyebrows you could ever see. Go to the Facebook page and see all of my photos with the cast. They were just absolutely wonderful. It was a wonderful night. And that first episode, let me tell you, that first episode is hot. Okay? It is really, really hot. It's not the Dallas of the 80s, but I mean, the history is still there and the fire is definitely there, but they enhance it with, you know, new cast, a younger generation. But those old schoolers, don't count Bobby, Sue Ellen, and JR out, because they are definitely bringing it. So Dallas will air June 13th on TNT. So tune in, and I will definitely be talking about that every week. Okay, now, next Saturday night, before I come here to do my show live, I will have the honor, and it truly is an honor, to be the MC of Journey of a Young Lady, the Teen Journey Awards, and it is brought to you by Journey of a Young Lady Incorporated. And this ceremony embraces young women who are achieving success in the area of leadership. And it is an absolutely, absolutely divine organization. And they reached out to me and asked me to MC. It is the 2012 Teen Journey Awards Red Carpet Extravaganza. That's the official name. And the guest speaker will be award-winning director Daphne Valeris. And I'm really looking forward to this. It's next Saturday night, June 9th, 6 o'clock, at T-Ball, the Black Academy of Arts and Letters. Tickets are only $25, and it will be a fabulous event. So if you're available, please come and check it out. We need to do more things like this, supporting our young people and encouraging them. And that's why I was very, very disheartened when I heard about what happened in Keller ISD this week. Several kids were involved in a food fight in their high school cafeteria, and these were seniors. And you know how seniors are, okay? We all remember high school. I personally never engaged in any of that type of behavior, but I understand those who do. Well, there was a little food fight, and one kid threw a water bottle or something like that. Well, several of the kids who were involved in this food fight were not allowed to participate in their graduation ceremony. Now, I understand they did actually graduate, or they were still eligible to graduate, but they were not allowed to walk with the rest of their class. And what was really interesting to me, one of the parents was most upset by the fact that they were not told that their child would not be walking with the rest of the class until a couple of days before graduation. But the incident itself had happened a week or two before. So Keller ISD, I'm not quite understanding the logic or the need to wait that long. And really and truly, holding kids back from graduation, you know, over something so small, I would think you would have been glad to get them out of there. Okay, so let's just be a little more mindful of the message we're sending out. Either we want our kids to succeed. I understand consequences, but come on, guys, that was a little bit much. Okay, this week's champ easily is going to Her Royal Highness Queen Elizabeth. That's right. 60 years on the throne, guys. How many of you have kept a job for 60 years? Okay, call me up and let me know. And this week's chump, I'm so sorry to have to talk about another colleague, but Kathy Lee Gifford had the great comedian Martin Short on the Today Show earlier this week. Well, Kathy Lee was interviewing him, and she asked him about his lovely wife. Guess what? His wife died almost 2 years ago. Kathy Lee, it's called doing research on your guest. And no matter how long you've been on television, my dear, it doesn't hurt to do a little research before an interview so you don't ask about people who are dead. So you, my dear, get this week's chump of the week. And next week, I'm so excited, I have Catwoman Julie Newmar from Batman will be here, and I will also have more details from the red carpet premiere. I have interviews with Larry Hagman, Patrick Duffy. It is going to be another exciting show. Thank you so much for joining us. Good night, Nana. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
You have high blood pressure and palpitations when it comes to finding the right mate? Do you long to have someone to hang out with while hunting, fishing, or watching sports? Or maybe you just want someone by your side while you're painting your nails, doing your hair, watching chick flicks, or just reading a good novel? Well, we have the perfect solution for you. Whether you like blue eyes, dark brown eyes, skinny, big boned, petite, extra large, or purebred, go online to the Fort Worth, Dallas, and Collin County Animal Shelters and take a look around. Times have never been this hard, and animal shelters are currently overwhelmed. Your local shelters and animal rescue groups are a great place to find your next pet, and you can do it all from your computer. It's proven that pet owners have lower blood pressure, heart rates, and live longer lives. Make sure you can be a responsible pet owner before adopting. If you do adopt a new friend, we want to hear about it. Share with us on Facebook at On Call with Dr. Donna, and make sure to search online for the Fort Worth, Dallas, and Collin County Animal Shelters. Find the one nearest you and adopt a pet today.
Life changes. Maybe you're getting married and need a new place, or maybe the kids are all grown and you need a smaller place. No matter what your real estate needs are, call Linda Barrett Neal, Realtor Associate with Allison James Estates and Homes. Linda Barrett Neal has widespread appeal because she understands the Dallas-Fort Worth area. With 12 12 years of overall experience in the industry, Linda has worked in the Park Cities and Highland Park areas for over 8 years. No matter where you want to live, Linda Barrett Neal will work to get you there. From first-time home buyers to baby boomers and even mature buyers and sellers, whatever your real estate needs, Linda Barrett Neal is there to help make it possible. She'd love to take you house shopping, so give her a call at 214-527-7144 or check her out on LinkedIn or Facebook. Linda Barrett Neal, 214-527-7144. That's 214-527-7144.
Hello, Dallas. This is Shirley Jones, or Mrs. Partridge, if you'd rather. And I need your help. I've created the only 9/11 Memorial Park in Southern California, honoring the 3,000 sainted souls who lost their lives that day. And our sweet park stays open only through the tax-free donations of patriots like you who believe we must never forget. Our campaign to complete our Twin Tower centerpiece is struggling along, so please, please help us. If you punch into ShirleyJones.com, then punch the park link, you'll get me and all the info. Bless you, Dallas. America loves you.
The Nicole Barrett Show is a proud supporter of the Shirley Jones 9/11 Memorial Fawn Park.
Tune in to The Nicole Barrett Show every Saturday night at 8 on 570 KLIN.